Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world. And playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Girl Unfiltered podcast. This is just the beginning, ladies, and I am so excited to be able to serve you so much value right here on this platform. Plus, just you wait until you hear from some of the epic women that I have lined up to be interviewed on here. And because I want to thank you so much for joining me right here from the beginning, please, 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 please give me the opportunity to personally thank you. So if you could just screenshot that you're listening to this episode, go and share it on your Instagrams or stories. Instagrams? What am I talking about? Instagram or stories, and tag me so that I can personally see it. So I can basically slide into your DMs and thank you. And for those of you that do this, I'm actually going to enter you into a draw to receive a bottle of Veuve Clicquot, which just happens to be my favorite champagne, delivered straight to your door with a personal thank you from me so that I can virtually cheers you. So I'll be announcing the winner of that about 7 days from the date of this episode airing. So ladies, go and get tagging so that you can win that bottle of champagne that I know you all deserve right now. Okay, so some of you listening may know nothing about me or my passion for helping women radically transform their money mindset. So let's rewind while I take you back to where it all began and listen closely to see if my story and beliefs match yours in any way. So I'm originally from the UK. I hope you can tell by my accent, but I've lived in sunny Los Angeles for the past few years. And when I first moved out here, I actually wrote a book called Learning to Love the Girl in the Mirror. And it shares my own battle with bulimia and how I overcame some really negative body image issues. And I wrote that book so that I could help empower other young women to overcome their negative body image issues too. And actually, the book really took off. So it was the seed that sparked everything for me, really. It caused me to get online and to start showing up and join Instagram and speak openly and use that platform to create a community of incredible women. And not only that, my book actually was featured on all of these news outlets. It was incredible. I went on this international book tour. I was featured on CNN, CBS, Good Day Washington, WGN, Good Morning Chicago, all of these incredible places. And it felt amazing. Don't get me wrong. I was really, really proud of the book and all of the publicity that it received. But what nobody knew was that behind the scenes, I was really struggling with my relationship with money. So here I am, outwardly looking kind of pretty successful, going on all of these Good Morning shows. And yet behind the scenes, I had a lot of shame around my relationship with money. And I was trying to grow my business and really implement all of the strategies that I was hoping would help me start making money. And not just making a little bit of money, making a lot of money. But none of them were working. It always felt like I was hitting a brick wall. I would lower my prices. I would doubt myself. I would get really, really, really anxious when it came to talking about my prices with potential clients. And nothing was working and nothing was sticking. And I wasn't even attracting the kind of clients that could even afford to work with me. I remember my lowest moment with this. It was kind of my make or break point. I was at the grocery store. I was at Trader Joe's here in LA. And I went around the grocery store. I think I spent about 45 minutes doing this. and I'd pick out the cheapest items and I'd calculate in my head how much it was all going to cost me and how long the food would feed me for. Not really fun and not really the life that I wanted to be living, to be honest. And then I got to the checkout after spending all my time and energy doing this. And when I went to swipe my debit card, this notification popped up on my cell phone from my bank account. And it said that I was overdrawn. And I held my shizzle together until I got back in the car and I burst into tears. Like, you know, those big, ugly, fat tears just rolling down my face. Because I felt really sorry for myself, to be honest. This was not the life that I wanted to be leading. It wasn't congruent with how I was showing up in this world. And I felt like I was leading a double life. And I had this light bulb moment where I suddenly thought about all the other areas of my life that were thriving. So I had healed my relationship with an eating disorder and learned to love the skin I was in. I had an incredible partner in my life who is now my husband. And I thought about those areas and I realized the reason that they were thriving was because I'd worked on them. Like I'd really worked on them. I'd uncovered any toxic programming that I had and I'd done the healing work, which was allowing those areas of my life to thrive. And yet, I had never, ever, ever looked at my relationship with money. And yet, really, I realized in that moment, I am in a relationship with money. And I'd love you all to ask yourself this right now. If you were in a relationship with money, as in if money was your lover, how would it describe the way that you make it feel? Because I realized in that moment that money did not love my company because I would always tell it that it was never enough. I never paid it any attention. And when I did pay it attention, I was a little rude towards it. I shut it out. I was cold. I was fearful of it. I just really wasn't showing up in a very positive way for it. And so no wonder money wasn't showing up for me. And in that moment, in my car, crying my eyes out, I pulled it together and I made a commitment to myself that from that moment on, I would make it my priority to work on my relationship with money. I wouldn't get busy implementing yet another strategy in my business. No, I would work on my set of beliefs around money and I would do the subconscious healing that I needed to do in order to become the best partner I could be for money. And I'm sure that some of you are going to roll your eyes at this. But seriously, honestly, the rest is history. I have an incredible relationship with money now. I own my value. I own my prices. My business is constantly thriving. And I went from seriously having 79 cents in my bank account that day. No joke, 79 cents in my bank account to being a woman that can get on a call and pitch her services to work for a company at $70,000 and sign that deal. And that's just the beginning. So I realized that this was kind of like my missing piece of self-worth that felt broken. And here I was showing up as a self-worth and empowerment coach for women. But I had never talked about money. And I realized that for so many women, it was the same deal. Their relationship with money was holding them back. And I realized if I had gone through this shift, this insane, crazy, crazy shift, that it was my duty to help empower other women to do exactly the same. If I was a self-worth coach, I realized, hang on a moment, I need to be a money mindset coach so that I can empower as many women as I possibly can to be financially free and abundant. So today, I'd love to share with you the core beliefs that I see holding women back from not only making money in their life and business, but also allowing that money to actually grow into overflow. Because some people can make it, but then they can't keep it. And that also has to do with their inner money set point and their sets of beliefs around money. So number one, Oh, this is a belief that so many women have in not just their money mindset, but other areas of their life. And it's the belief that I am not worthy. So somebody taught them, or somebody taught you, that you weren't worthy of receiving. And you probably learned this at a very young age. And it was probably due to an experience where someone did something or said something to you that caused you to form this belief that you were not worthy. And it may have had absolutely nothing even to do with money. But ladies, you were born worthy. You simply are worthy. Like you were born, your divine birthright is worthiness and abundance. But we build up these walls that block us from actually receiving that. And those walls are our beliefs and our programming, and it is time to shatter them. Number two, this was my belief, okay? I am a really bad money manager. So do you walk around saying to yourself, oh, I'm so bad with money. I suck with money. I'm just a really terrible money manager. I don't even know where to begin. You're probably playing that on repeat in your mind subconsciously. And it may mean that you never really show up for your accounts. You hate checking them and you just kind of block out any financial talk. But what this does is it really blocks money from flowing into your life because you're not creating a warm, welcoming environment for money. So going back to the relationship analogy, if you were showing up on dates and you told all of these dates, you know what? I am really bad in relationships. I suck at relationships. I'm actually terrible at dating. Do you think that you would get many second dates? Probably not. You're in a relationship with money, and energetically, this belief, all it does is say to money, please don't flow into my life because I don't know what to do with you. So starting today onwards, I want you to make the commitment to yourself that you're going to change this belief, and it means affirming the opposite to be true. So I want you to walk around telling yourself that you are an excellent money manager and start showing up today like an excellent money manager and keep saying it until you believe it. And I fully believe it now, but I had to change that belief. Number three is, I can't be spiritual and make lots of money. Ugh, I cringe when I say that because it's just not true. But I guess, you know, we've probably all heard the belief that money is the root of all evil. And many people think that they are a better person if they just show up and give and give and give and give, but not receive. They feel like maybe receiving, especially receiving money, is dirty and it makes them less of a good person or less spiritual. It's totally not true. And I'd like you to look for examples in the world of people doing absolutely incredible things for their communities, for their companies, for the world that we live in, because they have millions upon millions or billions upon billions. You can do so much more good in this world if you allow yourself to thrive. And playing small is not going to help anybody. You can serve your family, you can serve your community, and you can serve the world we live in when you allow yourself to receive in abundance. So number four is I have to work really, 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 really hard just to make ends meet. And I get this because this is also one of my beliefs. I grew up in a house where my dad was the breadwinner and he worked insanely hard to provide for us. He worked himself absolutely to the bone. And I really formed this belief that if I was ever going to make the kind of money that he did, that I would have to work as hard as that. And I wouldn't be able to show up for my family or do the creative things that I love. As a result of forming that belief, I basically had made the decision that I would never make that kind of money because I wanted freedom and I want an amazing family. So I'd really like you to look at what the examples were for you when you were growing up and really ask yourself whether that is just a belief that you formed and whether it's going to be more empowering for you to shift that and create a whole new reality. And just to give you an example, I don't even work Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I only take client calls 3 days a week so that I can do all of the other creative things that I love. And I continue to make more and more money because I changed that belief. And I know that you can too. Number five is a really interesting one. What would people think if I make that kind of money? I wonder if that's brought up anything in you as I say that. And I totally get it, because here's the thing. We want to belong. We want to belong to our tribe, whether that's our tribe of friends or our family tribe. And when you think about becoming super successful and maybe making multiple six figures or seven figures, that's kind of unknown, right? If you're not already living that, that's going to feel really unknown. And so little Miss Fear is going to do this thing where she wants to keep you playing safe. And so she'll tell you things like, what about so-and-so? How are they going to judge you? Or what are all these people going to think of you? You won't belong anymore. But all she's doing is trying to keep you playing small, because her idea of safety is playing small. And it's your duty and your job to basically calm little Miss Fear down and help her see that you are not going to waste your life worrying about what all of these other people think. You're not going to allow yourself to keep playing stuck or keep playing small just because of what other people might say or do. And really, the reality is that we often have no idea what people might say or think. It might all just be in your head that you're worried about your family's judgmental comments. But truthfully, they might be more proud of you than ever. You might also attract new people into your tribe that will help lift and raise you up. So those are five of the key core beliefs that I see holding other women back. And I would love to know which one resonates with you the most. So either comment below on this or head on over to my Instagram at girl_unfiltered and let me know which one it was. Be like, hey, Helena, this is the one. This is what I think is holding me back. Because awareness is so powerful. When you become aware, you can make the conscious decision to choose a new and more empowering belief. You deserve to feel financially free and independent. Like, you deserve to be paid generously for your services. And you deserve to feel so safe around money. And I know that you can. So join me and my amazing guests every week on this podcast, so that we can share the real behind the scenes of how we got to where we are today, the struggles, the highs, the lows, and most importantly, the big epic mindset shifts specifically around money that have transformed our lives and will transform yours too. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.